Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Y'all know the difference between mercy and justice? Justice is when you're rewarded for doing good and punished for doing evil, right? We get what we deserve. That's justice. Mercy forgives evil, gives us forgiveness that we do not deserve. A very common error is the idea that we can earn heaven. That is, that if we're good enough, we'll go to heaven because we were so good. That heaven is the just reward for goodness. Of course, if you read the obituaries in the newspaper, that seems not even to be necessary. Sounds like everybody goes to heaven in the paper, even if they weren't really all that good. It's not what the Bible says. If we make it, according to the Bible, if we make it to heaven, it will be because of God's mercy. Not because of his justice. Because there is not a single one of us here present today that is good enough to put God in our debt. He doesn't owe us anything. Rather, we owe him everything. Even our good deeds are due in part to him. The most you and I can do is cooperate with his grace and pray for his mercy, his forgiveness. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, the day when we praise God for giving us a completely undeserved share in Jesus' victory over sin and death. To Thomas in today's gospel, you just heard, that sounded too good to be true. Like many who grieve, all he could see at that moment was how much he had lost with the death of Jesus. And all those stories that were now circulating about him appearing to people sounded to Thomas to be too good to be true. He'd rather just wallow in his grief. Life no longer had meaning for him. He was depressed. He had no longer any desire to go forward with life. And having lost all hope for a better future, he wasn't about to let anyone take away from him the one thing he still had, which was his grief. So to restore his hope, Jesus appeared one more time so that Thomas could see his nail marks, so that Thomas could put his hand in his side and believe. But notice, Jesus didn't have to do that. Jesus did not owe Thomas any explanation or proof. After all, Thomas had abandoned Jesus in his moment of greatest need. He fled on Good Friday. Thomas didn't deserve any special favors from God. Quite the contrary. And you and I are no different. But notice what follows, because it's very important. Having received God's mercy, Thomas spends the entire rest of his life bringing that same divine mercy to others. Doubting Thomas may have been the last of the apostles to believe in the resurrection, but believing Thomas was the one who traveled the farthest to bring the good news of Jesus' victory, of divine mercy, to others. They say he went all the way to India. The same mercy that you and I proclaim today, so that in the words of today's gospel, you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you too may have life in his name.